They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Anastasia Rodriguez, Anastasia Rodriguez. Date of birth 07/19/1954. Date of appointment January 12, 2023. Requesting physician Megan Sumagre, MEGANSUMIGRAY. MD. Dear Dr. Sumagre, I have the pleasure of seeing Anastasia Rodriguez today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 68-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman who on November 5th, 2022, develop left-sided weakness and numbness, including the face. She went to the St. Mary's Hospital and then transferred to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, where MRI of the brain done, which shows brain stem infarction in the left side of the pontomedullary junction. MRI of the head and neck was negative. Echocardiogram was within normal limit. Patient was transferred to the Sunnyview Hospital where she got the rehab. Now she is home. She is still getting physical therapy and speech therapy as outpatient. Left side is bothering her. Right side is heavy also. She loses balance. Feet are numb. Right side of the head and the neck feels heavy. She is taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily, clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Past medical history, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, stroke, past surgical history, LS spine surgery, knee surgeries, shoulder surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Tylenol, clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily, insulin, tramadol, amlodipine, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, azelastin, carvedilol, cholecalciferol, fluticasone, metformin, mirtazapine, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she has two children. Family history, mother deceased due to heart problem, father deceased, one sister with Alzheimer's disease, one brother with heart problem. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, confusion, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next, upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. People are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength, right side is 545, left side is upper extremity 445, lower extremity 4.545, deep tender reflux is upper extremity 1/4, lower extremity 0/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation on the left side. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 68-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, left pontomedullary junction stroke. Number two, left-sided hemiparesis. Number three, peripheral neuropathy. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, headache. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the physical therapy and speech therapy. She will continue to take aspirin 81 mg PO daily, clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of diabetes and good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. I would like to see her back in my office in about 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.